Yo, what's going on, ladies and gentlemen? This is Combis again. So, thank you so much, Miss Zohre, which is very famous by the name Terme. So, I'm going to call you Terme here too. So, Miss Terme, thank you so much for this discussion challenge. I really do appreciate your help. Thank you so much. If you do this, for sure, you're going to have a very, very special seat in the conference challenge, because you're doing a very, very awesome thing right now. So, by the way, I'm not going to talk about conference challenge here. Let's talk about culture. There are some questions here I have to answer, so I'm going to make it as fast as possible. I know I talk a lot, but let's make it less than 10. So, why we are a great fan of West culture, Western culture. So, why we are a fan of that? Because there are a lot of controversies in Iran. You know, it is all about brainwashing. So when you have, you know, people and they're constantly fighting and there are a lot of controversies here, so they like to follow their own path. And since the worst part of our culture is the judgmental culture, which we always judge each other. So, for instance, if someone is Islamic and he or she is super fanatic, that person comes and stick his or her nose into someone else's business and says, hey, what is wrong with your clothes? And if someone is not Islamic, they will say, all right, look at this douche. You know, she or he is wearing such a ridiculous religious clothes or whatever. So these kind of things, these kind of, you know, controversies, in my opinion, has this potential to make people brainwashed by the media, either the, you know, national media, which is just TV and or even internet, and you know, international media, which is from outside, right? So, for example, we have satellite, we have again the internet, we have a lot of other things, and plus America is you know, the center of everything. You know, they have the Google, so you search something in Google, for sure you will, you know, cross path with this kind of culture. So I think that can be one reason. You know, we are a great fan because we are living it right now. I think most of us, not all of us, you know, some people they're against it, it's fine. Some people they like to follow it. In my opinion, again, it's fine. So which elements make Western culture so attractive? In my opinion, you know, again, it is all about getting the attention. The more attentive a culture is, the more people, the people will go and follow it. My favorite culture, you know, it is one of the questions, I think. You mentioned which country you think has the richest culture in the world. In my opinion, the richest culture, no doubt about it, is a Japanese culture. They have their own tradition, they have their own holidays, people respect each other, they work very hard, and plus they don't judge each other as much as we do. So that's why I call them the richest culture in the world. Not the American culture, because they're full of crap. They're full of crap. And these days I cross path with a lot of controversies in America. And plus, Iranians are following those bullshit stuff. You know, for example, everything is getting feminized. You know, even in Iran you can see it. Women, they can find jobs faster than men. It's not because they're much more skillful, because they're women. That's it. They're beautiful. Okay, so this job for you, because I want you to be here and just have fun. So that's the thing. And this feminized kind of thing definitely is one of the reasons that I hate American culture. Not all part of that, because a lot of amazing people are out there. A lot of amazing people are actually studying in America or Canada. And the culture is very, very awesome. But a lot of other things, especially the new generation, they have this kind of, you know, bullshit idea about, you know, all right, oh, I am a feminist, and this guy, you know, have to say sorry, whatever the hell. And they always, you know, especially the World Cup for women, recent, I think a couple of months ago, women, they had this workup and they came up with this kind of bullshit and they said, why men are making a lot of money, but we can't make a lot of money. The question is, do you have the attention to make that much money? No, no one is going to watch your football matches. Why you should have more money? So the logic is so bullshit in America, and people have this kind of attitude and they think that everything must be equal between men and women. And there are a lot of amazing sports. Women are making more money even than men. So there is no such a thing as being equal between men and women. Yes, we have rights. In Iran, there are issues that, you know, must be solved. For example, there are a lot of financial issues which women, they don't have any right, for example, or a lot of cultural issues that women can't go to stadium, which in my opinion is bullshit, you know, because some stupid religious kind of idea that women can't enjoy a football match. What is wrong with that? And there are a lot of other things which is connected to that. But being equal, in my opinion, is bullshit, because men are men and women are women. They're emotional. Men are, it's, you know, they're much more power. It is all about power, and they're much more powerful. So they do the hard job. Women, they do the soft jobs, so they have their specialities, and they have these kind of skills. But men, they have their own, so there is no such a thing as being equal. But in America, they have it. So in my opinion, it is bullshit. So by the way, it is important to stick to your own culture. I don't think that you can stick to it forever, especially these days. I think the best possible way is to adapt to the new situation. I'm not saying that you have to follow everything. As I said, you know, for example, I'm not going to become a feminist, because I think that that's bullshit. That's my opinion. And some people, they like to become feminists. Okay, fine, do it. So stick to our own culture. If the culture is bullshit, I don't think that you have to stick with it or stick to it. But if some part of that culture is very, very good, you know, there were some amazing scientists in Iran, and they were into reading a lot of books. But these days, people, they don't read books. If they want to read books, what kind of books they usually read? You know, you mentioned why we are such a fan of Western culture. Because, all right, people, they read a lot of self-help books. All right, so, and how you want to become rich, or right, read this book, 7 Steps to Become Rich, and the writer is Western, and no rich people in Iran actually write such a thing, right? No rich people, no rich person actually does that. So in my opinion, I don't believe in such a thing that you have to stick with that. I don't think that there's such a thing as sticking to your own culture, because you can't. And life will change, especially with internet. You know, for example, if the culture says that you have to open a store and sell what your father, you know, had been selling for such a long time, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to do it. Maybe you want to start your own business as a, you know, marketer in Instagram or somewhere. So yeah, the culture will change, but it is important to give respect to some part of that culture. That's my opinion. What's our duty in saving our culture? The duty is obvious, to know about the culture first, know about this history. I'm perfectly sure, including myself, I'm perfectly sure that a lot of people in this forum and in Iran in general, they don't know anything about our history. They don't know anything about our past amazing, amazing, rich history. We don't know anything about that. All we know is the things that either the media, the school, everywhere, they fed us. That's it. So, all right, I know this. All right, I follow this religion because people are telling me to do it. I don't know anything about that religion, but all right, some people told me that there is such a power and this kind of thing, so I have to follow it, which you don't know why you're even following it. So, first of all, we have to study about our culture, especially real history, not the history that has been written by the government usually. I'm not blaming any government, but that's the duty of the government to fill out a lot of propaganda to brainwash people. So that's the case. And what are our cultural issues? As I said, judging people is one of the things that we have. If we solve this, I think our culture is going to be super awesome. I'm perfectly sure about that because we don't have a lot of issues. First thing first is that, for example, you mentioned someone was walking with his dog on the street. What is wrong with that? It is not a cultural issue even to consider. Really, to be honest, what part of this is some sort of cultural issue? Again, this is some sort of fed idea that, okay, the government, the media told you, for example, and you built up this kind of idea in your head that, okay, walking a dog is against our culture. Who said that? For instance, when I was a child in the countryside, because back in those days, there wasn't, let's say 60 years ago or 70 years ago, there weren't a lot of cities in Iran, to be honest. Rash wasn't so-called city. It wasn't that, to be honest. It was all about countryside. My father, my mother, they all from countryside. They actually moved to the city and they built up the city. So let's say that back in those days, people would have a lot of animals. They would walk them, so it is not against our culture. But some people, again, they fed you, so you have this idea that it is against our culture. No, it's not. So you see, cultural issue, the first thing is, to judge people. I think you must not judge people. All right, so someone is having dogs, who cares? Let that person have that dog. But if the dog is interrupting my life, that's not going to be a cultural issue. That's going to be an issue, a life issue. So I go and kindly ask that person, all right, this dog is freaking me out, so please shut this dog off, or I will, commit a suit to some sort of court. Which, again, we don't have any good court, so we can't do such a thing. So in our culture, again, either we have to fight, that's why we are so angry, because there's no such thing as, all right, police to do these things, all right, to people. For example, if someone steals my money, and that happened to us, to my family. It's been about 2 years. Someone stole my brother's money, and still we can't find that person. Still, we can't find that person. Isn't that crazy after 2 years? So, you see, the government actually plays a huge role here in terms of security and safety. So that's why we are so angry and we judge each other. And one of them is about the close job. Someone wants to, wants to have a job. Okay, let them have it. If not, fine. Who cares? And if you limit people in some certain, way, they will have a huge problem about, some certain things. So, do you believe in Islamic Iranian culture? No way. We don't have such a thing as Islamic Iranian culture. There is no such a thing. In our history, there wasn't any Islam, actually. So we don't have such a thing as Islamic Iranian culture. Again, it is fed idea. So maybe past 10 years, maybe 100 years ago or something, they fed us this idea that, okay, we have this Islamic culture. Usually these days I hear people, they say, you know, they go to these kind of clinics or offices, doctor offices, and they have some sort of diagnosis, and they call it, okay, this is Islamic medical, you know, fix, or I don't know, cure. So you eat this Islamic magical Excel or something and you will become good. There is no such a thing as that. You know, we have traditional, you know, method, we have the modern method, there is no such a thing as Islamic. So I don't believe in it at all. We weren't Muslim. We wouldn't follow in the past. Right now we are following it. It's fine. Everyone likes to follow it. That person can do it. And everyone doesn't like it. I think they must stop following it. So, and again, it's none of anyone else's business. And how would you describe a culture? Horrible crap. That's the word I will use. I would use for this because our culture is horrible. You know, especially, again, judging. You know, you go to Instagram, just read the comments. You will be amazed how much judgmental are these people. I'm perfectly sure that in America we have some similar issues. We have it in the world. But in Iran, I'm perfectly sure it's the peakest, the most highest rate for sure is in Iran. What happened to our culture, which was so rich in the past, but currently is not? Again, the limitations, the modern life, a lot of things are here. And you mentioned yourself mentioned that one reason can be the government, but we're not gonna just blame them. I think lack of education, real education, because again, people, they don't read books at all. I said I'm gonna talk about 10 minutes, but holy moly, it's been about 17, so let's make it finish. So, could you suggest some creative way in order to draw strangers' attention? First of all, we have to get rid of their limitations, first thing first. Second of all, is the picture you have in the world. So, if you have a very beautiful picture in the world, so people will get attracted to you, for sure. So, right now, our picture is so bad. Number one, the people are playing a huge role here. The second is the government. So both of them must actually cooperate to create and draw a very beautiful picture for Iran. The first thing, the people, they're so impolite, they're so angry all the time, and they judge each other all the time. For example, I think two or three World Cup, I think two, World Cup before, Messi, you know, had to play with Iran, and people attacked his page on Facebook. And we had this issue, for example, with Kobiak. Kobiak said, for example, the player of volleyball, the Polish volleyball player, he said something about Iranians. He said that Iranians are so angry and they're so mean people. And people, they said, no, we are not. And they attacked his page. So, all right, so you're saying something, but you're showing something else. So, again, the guy was telling us the truth. So, our picture is so ugly right now. So, if you want to attract people to our culture, first, you have to draw a very beautiful picture, for sure. Which country, as I said, you know, the Japanese culture, in my opinion, the best. Done!